Today's daf is daf tzadi. Look at this. We're definitely on the home stretch. Yesterday we had a machlokas between Rabbi Natan and the Chachamim after having learned in a Mishnah the case where a woman makes her neder dependent in a tnai, and it's nonetheless it says in the Mishnah that hafara is possible despite the fact that the neder has not yet actually come to be, because she wasn't over the tanai yet. But nonetheless, he could be made for it. Turned out that was a machloket. That was the dot of the Chachamim, but Rabbi Natan held under no circumstance he'd be made for, even in a case where both sides of the problem are the same problem. So you won't be able to sleep with him without now triggering a netter that you can't sleep with anybody. So either, no matter what you do, you're stuck with not being able to sleep with him. And therefore, you would have thought, even according to Rabbi Natan, I mean, bottom line is, she's stuck one way or the other. No, no. The neder has to be put into effect before he can be matred. So then we had an interesting story of a gentleman who had the same problem about not being able to get married if he hadn't finished shas, and he couldn't take care of that neder before he had actually been over. He ushered the world to him if he would get married. And so what happened was Rav Acha bar Rav Huna got him married with an excuse that it's not going to affect him, and then put him into a position by dirtying his clothes to make it clear to him he's going to have to get a heter on his neder and go to the dry cleaners. And Rava commented that that is a brilliant move, because Rav Acha bar Rav Huna wanted to make sure that even according to Rabbi Natan, who holds that a neder has to be chal before you can be made for it, and undoubtedly that would be true about hatara as well. A neder has to be chal before he can be matred by the chochem. So he didn't want there to be any problem. So therefore he made sure that the guy got married, and then he could get ahead for the neder, even al libi Rabbi Natan. Whereas had he not gotten married, he might have gotten very discouraged if he tried to go to a chochem, and the guy wouldn't be matred because of Rabbi Natan Shita. So, very, very smart. Now, Rav Papi said there's nothing smart about it, because it's obvious that the only machlokas between Rabbi Natan and the Chachamim is when it comes to Hafara. But when it comes to Sheila, of course you need to go ahead and to be Chal before you can be Matir. Okay, that was one of the Lashonas of Rav Papi. We sort of skipped ahead to the last Lashon. But let's do that piece once again. Rav Papi Omar, starting now on the sixth line down, the fifth line down, Rav Papi Omar, Machloket Ba'afara, that actually Rava is wrong. The reason Rav Acha bar Rav Huna did it was not because it was the sheet of Rabbi Natan. The only Machloket between Rabbi Natan and Chachomim was Ba'afarat Abal, Machloket Ba'afara, because there's a way of understanding that Afara would apply even to just planning. Because Rabbi Natan says the Baal cannot be made for even though, unless the neder was chalan and chalan neder, because we find the lashon of hafara only when something is banui, kediktiva v'chofra levana. Whereas the Rabbanan Savri Baal made for apishalu chalan neder, dechtiv made for machshavot arumim. You see that you could be made for machshavot. So the very fact that the neder has been discussed, even though it hasn't now got taken effect, nonetheless, it's a neder that you can be made for. But when it comes to Sheila, Avah b'Sheila, Divrei HaKol in Chacham Matir Kulum, Ela in Kan Chal HaNeder. Dechtiv Lo Yachel Devaro. What does Yachel mean? Not to undo a Chalot. That's one of those words. It's used in both directions. We often find in Lashon HaKodesh. So we have the Chalot when something happens, and we have the chilul of that chalot when it unhappens. But you can't be in the chalel, a chalot that isn't there. And since it's dependent on the chilul, must be that the neder was already chal.
So that's what Papi explained our previous story.
So therefore he had to first get married, and then he could go ahead and get the heter. Not because of Rabbi Nosson. Even if Yodhid HaChomi would have had to do it. That's such a brilliant move to figure out that Rabbi Nosson argues also that it's not in Machlokas. Nobody would argue about the case of She'elah. Asks the Gemara now. We have various possibilities to check from Bryce's whether this is true. So first of all, let's bring a riot. Let us bring a riot that Rav Papi is correct and that everybody agrees when it comes to Shailah, the netter needs to be found. Koneim she'ini nen eleflon, ulamisha esh alala. So a guy now says, I will not have any hana'ah from Reuven, and if I find a netter, a chokham who will be matur, the netter, then I want to not have any hana'ah from that chokham either. No good thing, you shouldn't have been matur me my netter. So now nish'al ala rishon, what he's got to do is he first asks on netter one, and then he goes ahead and he asks on netter two to be matur hana'ah to the guy that he had used to be matur that netter. Obviously has to go to another chokham to be matur the first chokham, because then it's a personal negiut to the original chokham because he's the object of the Yisra hana'ah. Fine, okay. So that's what he should do. Now, if you are right, Rav Papi, and the halacha, if you are right, Rav Acha, Rava, in understanding Rav Acha, that nish'al, that it's possible to do a she'elah without the chalot of a neder. Why does it say do the first one and then undo the second one? I mean, why can't you ask in advance to be matir the neder that would aser the chokham and then go ahead and be matir the neder of the person that you are aser to? So, how do you know that that isn't what it means? I don't understand what you're asking. How do you know which one is the first one and which one is the second one? All it says over here is the for meaning that since the person that's matur one is going to become the object of the other, you'll have to find another one. That's all it means. Does it say to you which one is the one that you're matur first? It says one and then the other. That's all. So you said one and then the other. Would it bother you? That's what it means over here. One and then the other. You can't bring a raya from there. Okay, I'll bring you another raya. Well, you can't tell me that. Let me just say, Kodim Sheni Nene Leploni, I will not be Nene to so and so, and if I go ahead and get ahead to that Nene, I'm going to make myself a Nazir. So I already Nazir the Kishalalal. So then, Nishalal Nidro, first he has to be Shol on the Nene, and then Shol on the Naziros. Now that shows that it's in that order. And if you're going to tell me, as Rava claimed yesterday, that you could be nishal, even though the netter wasn't chal, what's the difference? Which one you do first? You're telling me the nizirut wasn't chal, and therefore I can't be shoyal? I can be shoyal even if it wasn't chal? It's like any other netter al tanai. So, what's your raya? That everybody agrees? You're trying to bring a raya that Rav Papi is right, that everybody agrees. How do you know this is everybody? How do you know this is not Rabbi Natan? Same way Rabbi Natan said by Hatzarah that it's in this order. So he's saying by Sheilah it's in this order. But how does that prove that the Chachomim who argue by Hatzarah would be made by Hatzarah? That's what you're trying to prove and you're not proving it. Maybe it's Rabbi Natani. So this is approach A in Rav Papi. So again, Rav's approach is that there is a machlokas possibly by Hatarat Chacham that is parallel to the machlokas of Hafarat HaBaal, and therefore perhaps Rav Acha b'Rav Huna wanted to make sure that it would be a good heter, even Ali but Rabbi Natan, but he did not think that Ali but Chachomim he needed to pull this little trick on the guy to get him married and only then be mad to the men. Rav Papi said no. He never entertained such a notion. He understood that, of course, when it comes to the heter of a chacham, everybody would agree, even the chachamim, the netter's got to exist, and only then you can go out and be matur it, because it says lo yachel devaro. So that's Rav Papi A. Now we get to Rav Papi B that we discussed yesterday. Om Ravina. Omar li Marema. Actually, Marema told me that your own father said, quoting Rav Papi, the exact opposite. He said that Rav Papi was pointing out that machloket b'afarah, not by she'elah, but by she'elah, everybody would be voted that you could be made for alpha b'shalochal hamet. And therefore, this whole trick that Rav Acha b'Rav Huna pulled is actually, it's it was irrelevant, because there was no need to go through the marriage and then getting his suit dirty, and it's all waste of time or waste of money. He could have just gone ahead and be mater the netter in the first place. Because when it comes to Sheilat Chacham, even Rabbi Natan is an exact opposite of the first Pshat and Rav Papi, that even though the netter has not been chal, you can definitely be made for it in any event. And that's all that Rav Acha Bar Avuna should have done. And therefore, I don't know what Rava is saying, that he did such a good job. He didn't do a good job at all. It wasn't so smart. It was just a waste of good dry cleaning money. So, Afa Pi Shelo Chal on that. Why? What's the reason it would be different? Deftiv Lo Yachel Devaro. Notice, it doesn't say Lo Yachalil Nidro. It's Lo Yachel Devaro. Devaro Lamimra, that tells you that all you've got is words. You left it behind, but it's okay. Hashem Yachzir Lecha Avidatcha. Now, so that teaches us the lo have be ma'aseh. There was no act yet. In other words, nothing came into effectiveness yet. And the netter is not here. And nonetheless, lo yachel divaro aval acherim ochalimo. Which means that a chacham can be mater dibur bi'alma of a netter that wasn't chal. And therefore, Rava was being mishabeach for no reason, because it wasn't the halacha. The halacha was even Rabbi Nasan would have been made a, that there was no need to first get married and then be brought to the net. Amazing. Konim she'eni nehene liploni ulami shenish'alala. Now in this version, the riyas that we attempted to bring to the first chat in Rav Papi, they now become kashas, obviously. In other words, if Rav Papi, we're trying to bring a riyah to Rav Papi that everybody is made of, then when it comes to she'ela, it has to be Bedavke chal, and then you can be shayim. So whatever was a raya to that is now a kasha on Ravina's chat and Rav Papi, that actually the opposite is true, and that you cannot, you don't need there to be a she'ela when the netter is chal. So because let's take a look at our two cases that we already had before. Guy asks himself on someone, and then if he finds a chacham who is mata the nether, he answers that person also. So then he's nishal al rishon v'chakach nishal al hasheni. Now, what's the difference? What order he's going to ask you? And according to you, Ravina, why don't we just say he boy alai nishal bray she boy alai nishal bray? Why can't he ask in any particular way that he wants? Let him ask on the nether that has not as yet been chal, because you said that everybody is made, eh? Even Ravina's is made, eh? That when it comes to she'ela, doesn't matter whether the netter actually exists yet, as long as it was pronounced, says the Gemara, that's a very good kasha, except for the fact it doesn't say which one to be she'el on first. It just says, be she'el on one and then on the other. That's all it says. Now, obviously, in that case, I can't simply say be she'el on both of them, because then the person you're being she'el on becomes personally involved in the second she'ela. Because once he does the first she'ela, now the netter kicks in to answer him. Once it answers him, then we got to go to somebody else to be matan. That's it. Just says, take care of one, then take care of the other. I don't see which direction to go. So you can't bring a raya from there. Which one is first and which one is second? Okay. So mi yodea hayrishon hasheni. Fine. So now we'll ask from the second braita that we attempted to bring as a raya. Of course, we couldn't bring it as a raya yesterday. Yesterday, I mean, 2 minutes ago, because there you could always say it's Rabbi Nosson. But according to this pshat in Rav Papi, even Rabbi Nosson is made up that the halacha is that you could be shayel despite the fact that it wasn't chal. So now you're not going to have an answer, obviously. So let's talk out the devastating checkmate and say it, and then wait for the deadly words to yufta. Are you ready, Fox? And this is wizard chess, because you get knocked out of your chair if you lose. You ready?
No.
Mount your steed, Fox. We're taking out your horse. All right. So, says the Gemara, what about the other case? Meitei. Koneim she'ini nehneh. I'm not going to be nene from somebody And if I get a heter for the neder, then I will be a nazir. So here it says, nishal on nidro. First, you got to be shol on the neder, then become a nazir, and then be shol on the nizirut. But according to this pshat and Rav Papi, aman, ibay al nidro nitshabareish, ibay al nizir nitshabareish. What the heck is the difference? That what, the nizirut wasn't chal? We're talking about sheilat chacham. I thought you said even Rabbi Natan is motive when it comes to sheilat chacham, it's sufficient because the Lord held the varo and the dibur was already made to yufta. Indeed, we wipe him out. And there's no way to say the second pshat and still be able to understand the brayta, because there's no man di omar who would say that you have to wait until the neder is chal before you actually go ahead and your matir is a chacham. Now, the shaila is this true about any tznai, or only about tznaim that are dependent in an event? How about the type of neder that we had in the previous Mishnah, which is la'achar shloshim yom? In other words, is a time delay the equivalent of not having been chal, just like a condition, where perhaps the neder won't be chal? Whereas a time delay is if the neder was chal and that's its chalot, that it takes place 30 days from now. And that's actually a machlokas rishonim. So that even though, I mean, it seems pretty clear over here that the baal can be made for even though a neder is not chal, that's going aliba the chachamim. And that's the way most rishonim paskin, simply because we saw that the whole sugya earlier about the imer chatz, im lo chatz, said over there the baal could be made for, it seemed to be taken for granted that we were going aliba the chachamim. So that's as far as the hafarat baal is concerned. As far as the hatarat chacham is concerned, the gemara here is do for the second pshat and Rav Papi, which means that we should assume that everybody agrees when it comes to the sheilat chacham, and that it has to be chal. The question would be whether that's true, that it has to be chal because of a tnai, or chal even because of time passing. That's the only thing that would remain up in the air in the sugi, because it certainly doesn't become clear. Now, there are certain nidorim that indicate for us that a woman, in fact, becomes asura l'ba'ala. And the question is, we've discussed the dorim where out and out she's b'shu'ubetet l'ba'ala, and therefore the neder isn't chal. And we had the whole question of whether you should be made for anyway, because in terms of dvarim shebino levina, it may become asura afterwards, or machlokas, whether it would become afterwards, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Akiva, all of those issues we discussed. We did not discuss yet is situations where a neder would actually imply an iser to the baal, despite the fact that it's in a subject about which is meshubet. Because of that, we're going to raise now three cases where a woman is actually capable of creating an untenable marriage that results in her getting a get forcibly and not losing her ketuvah, which is difficult usually to conceive them, but initially that was the halacha. The Berishona, Hayu Omrim, Shalosh Nashim Yotzot, Vinot Lot Ktuva. Oh. How did I start the Mishnah? I just came to a sudden stop.
Ready?
I thought I was, but apparently I hadn't been properly prepared.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
So Berishona Hayu Omrim, Shalosh Nashim Yotzot V'Not Lot Ketuvah. There's three women that when they say something are capable of creating a circumstance in the marriage that forces a Baal to give a ketuvah and give her a get. One is Ha'omeret Tmeyah Ani Lecha. Now we're going to see in the Gemara that this is referring to an Eshet Kohen who claims to have been raped. And since if she were raped, she becomes asura to her husband because he's a Kohen. She says, look, I'm not the Kohen. This is your problem. It's not my problem. So in this Tavcha Sadecha, basically, and this is all a function of your own lousy mazel, having been born a Kohen who gets a woman who's raped, and now you're asura. So now you'll have to pay me my ketuvah. So he would then give her a get, and she's then meant to say that. I mean, after all, it's an embarrassing thing to come along and see you're raped. It's a whole traumatic thing. So the Rabbanan assumed that she's saying the truth. The other case would be, Shemayim Beini LeVeinecha. She claims that this guy cannot ejaculate properly. And therefore, she's never going to have children. And if she's never going to have children, we would tell her, Bepashtas, that who cares if you have children or not? You're not Mechuyevet and Piriyavet Rivya. But if she, tiny, she wants somebody to come along and visit her in her old age home, and some kids do that, so maybe, you know, maybe she would have a child that actually visit her in an old age. That's in those days. That's Barishana. So at that point, they said, okay, they said, if that's the case, then since you are claiming, we have no way of checking this out, so since you are claiming and you're in a position to know that he doesn't ejaculate forcibly, so Mamela, we accept your taina and let him give a get. Nitula ani min ayudim, the third case is where she says, I will not have sexual relations with anybody under any circumstance. And the only reason that she says that is because apparently she's got a real problem. So she suffers terribly with intercourse, whatever it is. And now she is considered to be an anusa under those circumstances. So he has to be giving her a get. And since it's not her fault that she's ill, that she's suffering, so mamela, she doesn't lose her ketuba. However, chazru lomar, as the situation got worse, and people no longer found anything embarrassing, and were more interested in finding lovers than caring about embarrassment, so now if she saw somebody that turned her on, let's say she's Richie walking down like a captain, walking down the street. I mean, obviously any woman who sees that is going to go running from her husband. So we're afraid, therefore, that she will try to figure out a way to get out of her marriage. And things have changed. People don't care so much. She claims she was raped. The great thing to do. She'll say, Netulani min ayudim. Netulani min ayudim. How are you going to marry somebody else? She'll go somewhere else where they don't know about her and about her netter. She'll get a heter for her netter, Netulani min ayudim, and drive off on the motorcycle with Richie. It happened once. Great. Of course, he ended up stuck with her. Okay. So, because of that, they changed everything, and they came to say, Chazru lomar, shelo tehi isha notenet eineha ba'acher, u'mekalkelet al ba'ala. We cannot have situations where women are able to dissolve their marriages, basically, just on their word, and therefore we will no longer be so meh on what it is that she says. Therefore, if she says, t'me'ani lecha, t'avirai aledvara, let her prove that she indeed was raped. She can't prove she was raped, then she's not going to get out of that marriage. Of course, the problem is, if she really was raped, I mean, you're saying the ikra, then we believe her. Now you're trying to make this takana, well, we can't believe her. I mean, so how can we do that? How can we allow this guy to continue sleeping with a woman who is asura on him if she really was raped? We can see, we can allow her to eat truma. I mean, it's crazy. Where does such a heter come from? So some say it's a heter because it's enochinami, it's only drabon, because of migdar milta, they're okadovra minatera. This is a problem because this is a kumva asay. Says the Ran, I understand what the problem is. The Rabbanon don't always have that old trick up their sleeve. All they have to do is be oikar the kedushin. If they're oikar the kedushin, it turns out she was never married, in which case she was never raped. She wasn't raped as a married woman. However, the Ran says there's a little bit of a problem with that.
Not necessarily.
What's the problem? He's about to marry a woman who was raped if she wasn't married. Problem is, if we don't pass that any sexual relation creates an issue. But what if the problem is that over here it says she was raped. Doesn't say by whom she was raped. Suppose she indeed says that she was raped by someone who's asur to him. So, I mean, according to this, it wouldn't matter that we were all kedushins. How can that be the mechanism? I would have had to define the issue only in those terms. So, the Ran says, look, it's possible that to say that the Mishnah Rishona itself is not telling us what the correct halacha is. Actually, a woman is not believed on her own to say something to be mafkia kedushin. I mean, she's mishubedet l'ba'ala. Part of that shibud l'ba'ala is that she can't say things that are going to impact it. However, the Rabbanan chose to believe her anyway because of the trauma that's involved in reporting a rape. So it becomes such a big tumult, and it's embarrassing, and the police, and the whole business. So because of that, they said, look, she's not really going to use rape as a way out of a marriage. It's crazy. But as time went on, and things became different, people didn't care about things like that anymore. You know, so now it's just something you do on a lark. You know, you get raped in the morning. By the afternoon, you decide, well, not really. This is the news of the past few days. But in any event, since they saw that it was no longer something to rely on, so Mimela, they will put it back on the Ikar HaDin. The Ikar HaDin is indeed that she was not in a minute. So Mimela, there would be no problem. A number of different approaches. Okay. Now the Shaila is like this. Iboyelahu. What we've said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't finish the Mishnah. So, Omer Tvenah called the Vira Yala Dvarah. If she says, Hashamayim Beinila Beinecha, Yasu Derech Bakasha. So, Yasu Derech Bakasha seems to be saying, although there is Rabbeinu Hanano who says, pray to God. Let things work out between them. But you say, Yasu Derech Bakasha means, let them be happy. Make a big party, and, you know, it's more important for you to have your relationship with your husband, it's a great guy, you know, the whole deal, rather than to worry about old age homes. Or, the other Yasud Derech Bakasha might be a reference, which is not the Mashmaot in our Mishnah, but there is a case like this in Yerushalmi, that the meaning of Shamayim Benila Veinecha is that you do not sleep with me, not that you don't ejaculate. In other words, the distance between Shamayim La'aretz, they bring a raya from Sarah to Avram that Yishpot Elohim Beni Uveinecha was, according to the Yerushalmi, a taina that since he marries Hagar, he's got no time for her. So that's what she's saying now, Hashamayim Beni Uveinecha. In which case, Yazud Derech Bakasha has to be Makar of the Deot. But I mean, that doesn't fit into the case of our Mishnah, which she's going to dissolve the marriage, because I mean, obviously, we're not going to dissolve the marriage, we'll just tell them, okay, so pay more attention to her. So the Yasud Derech Bakasha, I mean, look, if we're not going to take her word for it, and we therefore can't provide her with what she wants, so at least try to make her happy. Okay. And the third case, which she says in Tulani Min Ayudim, we saw earlier, let him be made for his chalik in all of this, which is Dvarim Ben Olamina. And v'teim Hashem Hashato, v'teim Tulam Ben Yodim. So let her be Asur and everybody else. Ibar, as the Gemara, the case that we had, where Amal Balat Mea Ani, according to the Mishnah Rishonah, that we believe her, and she goes out over here with the Ketubah. Then we were Gozer, no, she should remain with him. When we're Gozer, she should remain with him. Does she also say Truma? Ma'asha tochal b'truma. Rav Sheshes Omer, look, we have to be matir the truma as well. Because if we're not matir the truma, then people will say, now wait a second, this woman is sleeping with a Kohen after she's a suratim, any children that she has are chalalim, so we're going to be motzi laz al banea. We don't want to be motzi laz al banea, so therefore we have to be matir truma too. Rav Amar, ein al chavet. No. Why should she eat truma? I mean, she can eat chulin. Who's going to know what? But she says, they're going to say, look, she doesn't eat truma. She doesn't eat truma. I mean, she didn't have truma. Maybe she's eating chulin because she doesn't have any more truma. How do you know what she's eating? Because of that, she shouldn't eat truma. Omar Rava Moda Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, who says she should eat truma, is Moda that if now her husband dies, that in that case, she doesn't eat truma. Because the only reason that she was eating truma in the first place is because she has a husband, she's going to have kids with her husband. And then those kids are going to be halalim. If her husband is dead, she's not going to have any kids with him. In which case, we don't have to worry about the Yotzi Lazabanel. So, Moda Rav Sheshes in this armla in Ochelet, because what's the point of it? People will see, now wait a minute. Must be that she was raped 10 years ago? No. They'll say that since she was in this armla, that it was at this point, apparently she must have had something happen to her, she slept with somebody who was a sur, whatever, and at that point she can't eat shroom anymore. It has nothing to do with her kids. So because of that media time, and the only reason that we made the Gezerah live with the Rav Sheshes, is only Elamishum Shalototzi Laz Abanea, once she's Nidarmala, or she's Nizgarsha, And now she stops eating. It's because people will say, Hashtaditi, so maybe she was raped today. Umr of Papa. If Papa says, you know, when we were kids in the yeshiva, Rabbi gave us a bechira. And he asked us like this. I want to know, in a case of an Eshet Kohen Shenensa, does she have a ketuvah or not? Yesh la ketuvah or ain't la ketuvah? Now he asked this kasha stam out of the book. They weren't in the middle of learning the Dharma, the last Mishnah over here. So he asks, he goes in and he asks a question. Okay, got a riddle for you guys today. An Eshet Kohen is Nensa. Does she get her ketuvah or not? I mean, there's two ways to look at it. We could say that even the ones legabe kohen, kiratzon legabe Israel, a rape of a woman who's married to a kohen is the equivalent of an actual affair with a Yisrael. Now, obviously, a woman has an affair. I mean, she doesn't get a ksuba. So therefore, ein la ktuva, she should not get a ktuva, even though she was raped. Odioma. Matzi Amalei, or maybe she can turn to her husband and coin. And she could say, look, Anna Achazina, look, nothing changed in me, baby. I'm not the coin who's got the problem. You're the coin. And therefore, it's the Gavro of this Tav Chasadeh. The Torah gave his serum to a coin to be married to a woman who was raped. That's your problem. So in that case, it's your mazel. Why should I lose my ktuva because of your lousy mazel? We answered Rava, says Rav Papa, and we told him that's a Mishnah in the Dori, Matnitini. Omeret Me'a Anilacha, Yesh La Ketuva. The first way that the Mishnah used to be before we made the Takana. She goes out of the marriage and she gets a Ketuva. Now it's true the Mishnah doesn't say it's talking about a Kohenin. Mishnah just says Omeret Me'a Anilacha. But we explained to Rava all on our own what the Mishnah must mean. We said to him like this, but my askina, what do you think the Mishnah's talking about, Fox? Elema be'eshet Yisrael, what is it talking about? A non-Kohen. I understand, what did she say? Did she say, I slept with another guy on my own, and therefore I'm tamean ilachas? He brought some, kum yesh lektuvah, how would she have a ktuvah? And if it was an ones, why is she tamean ilachas? It's not, none of his business. She's not asura to him just because she was raped. So mika mitzra agavra. Therefore, the Mishnah's got to be talking about. We said the Rava's got to be talking about an Eshet Kohen, elevation Kohen. Now, obviously, it can't be talking about an Eshet Kohen who went ahead and slept with someone on her own cognizance. Ibratzon klum yesh la ktuva. How could anybody think she would have a ktuva in that case? And I mean, she's certainly not going to be any worse than an Eshet Yisrael Baratzon. An Eshet Yisrael Baratzon doesn't have a ktuva. I mean, what are you going to say? Just because she's married to a kohen and she's desperate to get to somebody else, that therefore she should have a ktuvah? Nah, that's not a good sword. She's not going to be any worse off than a Yisraelit. Okay, so therefore, it's got to be talking about an Eshet Kohen. It's got to be talking about an Eshet Kohen who says she was raped. And what does it say in the Mishnah? Yesh la ketuvah. Now that doesn't change, obviously, Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah, but that's not the point. If we know that she was raped, now Bisman Azeh, the application would be, we would give it the same din that they used to give it when she said it. Namely, she's out of the marriage, but into the money. And therefore, it's a clear raya. Great. For if Papi Omar, Machlok et Vafara, the Rabbi Nassim Sovereign, Abame, Frelin, Ken Chala, Neder, Dikti, Vachofra, Levanav, Rabban, et Sabri, Bame, Papi, Shalokha, Neder, Dikti, Mefer, even Machshavot, Rumi. In order to be mechel, it had to be chal, didn't it? Lo yachel devaro. Leino nisayele, the penim she'edinen and the plonil mishin ishala leha, nishala rishonachan, nishala sheni. And if you're going to say that according to the chachamim, the halok is like rova, the nishal, afa bishalo chal aneder, so why does it say rishon sheni? Boyal, I need celebration. You boil any chabresh. How do you know which is Rishon and which one is Sheni, darling? Miyadi, I kame, I batra? You don't know. Okay, let me say away from this. Koneim Sheni Nene Leploni, and Areni Nazir Likishe Esh Alala. So then, Nishal Alidro, Vachak Nishal Nizro. If you're telling me that you could go ahead and be Shoel, even according to Chachomi, and Ava Pishlo Chalander, so, even according to your boy, Al Nidroi Chabarashi by Al Nizroi Chabarashi. What's the difference? Which direction? Yeah, but you're trying to tell me that everybody agrees, and maybe not everybody. Maybe this is only Aviva Rabbi Natan. Show me that the Chachomim would agree. Omar Ravina, Omar Limarima, Alchem Ravuch Meshpet, Rapat, the exact opposite. Machloket Bachara, Ava Bishela, Divrei Akom, Meifra, Ava Bishelo Chalanet, Dativ Lo Yachel, Divaro. Dibur implies, Lameimra, Delo Havi, Beima said that only Dibur is the issue. Meite. According to you, everybody has agreed that that's not true by Sheila. And therefore, am I? Well, maybe you do. Okay, it says specifically the first Bishala, they draw the Chakan Nishala Nizron, according to you. The Pshatna of Mori is that everybody is right, it makes not the slightest bit of difference, even Rav Nosson. So am I, Iboyan Nidon Nichabresh, Iboyan Nizron Nichabresh. Hoo hoo, to Yufta. Brishona, you omri, Shalosh Nashim Yatzot, Venotot Ketuva, Omer to Bina Anilacha, Shomai Minilamenecha, Nitula Nimina Yudim. Then Chazul Omar, we can't trust him anymore. Lote Ishanotenet Enea Ba'acher, Umikal Kelata Ba'ala. Therefore, if she claims to me anilacha, tavirayah ledvorea, hashamayim minin vinecha, yesu derech bakasha, netula ani min hayudim, yafer lachelko v'teim eshamashito, and then take netula min hayudim on the other chelek, who cares? Iboilo, amra levaalat me'a ani, ma'o shetochal betruma, rav sheshet amar ochelet, shelo totzil azal banea, rav amar enu ochelet, evshadach lachulin, Omar Rabba Moda, even Rav Sheshet, who claimed that it's, she should eat truma, that certainly even the Tarmala and the Garsha, in Ochelet, because look, media time, let me show him, Shalot Tzilaza Banea. But if she was in the Tarmala and the Garsha, what kind of laws is there? People will say, Hashta de Nisa. Omar Papa Barikon Rabba, Eshet Kohen Shinen Sa, Yesh Laketuva, Oen Laketuva. Do we say that Kivida Onis Lagabe Kohen? Is the equivalent of Kirat Son Nagabe Yisrael done. So therefore, in La Ketuva, O Dilma Matzi Amra, look, when it comes to the Ketuva, this has nothing to do with me, buddy. I know, Chazina, it's the Gavra over here, the Kohen, he's a Gavra. The Nistavcha Sadeu, and it's bad mazel. Vamrina Lei, we brought him a riot from our Mishnir Nadorim, Matitini, Omeret Meyani Lecha, Yesh La Ketuva, now, Bumayaskin. Ilei Meishet Yisrael, what? Beratzon, how could you have a ketuvah? If bonus, what's the difference? Mikra mitzvah anyway, al gavra? Ella's got to be talking about a Meishet Kohen. So what is she saying? That beratzon, surely she gave a ketuvah. She's not going to be worse off than a Meishet Yisrael beratzon. So it's got to be talking about a Meishet Kohen bonus. And it says, yesh la ketuvah.